Because of state budget cuts and declining student enrollment, some of the largest school districts in Florida are expected to employ far fewer new teachers this fall than they have in the recent past. This follows years of increased recruitment due to a chronic shortage of teachers in the state. Andrea Zahn is the Director of Communications for Pinellas County Schools. She says the county expects to hire about 100 to 200 fewer teachers this fall than they have in the recent past.
Those are typically in the area of about 500 to 600 instructional employees each year. This year, due to a set of circumstances in Pinellas County Schools, as most people know, there are some districts, Pinellas being one of them, that is experiencing declining student enrollment. So we expect to hire probably about 400 teachers this year.
Student enrollment is projected to be lower next year in Pinellas County, according to Zahn.
We're in a period now over the next several years we're projected to continue to lose enrollment. Again, Pinellas and Broward are two that continue to show a decline in overall population in the recent census report that just came out. But we are projected to continue to decline in student enrollment, therefore affecting our budget projections.
The Hillsborough County Public School website says their 182,000 students were taught by 15,000 instructional employees in 2006-2007. Steve Hegarty is the communications officer for Hillsborough County Schools. He said that in the past few years, Hillsborough has hired between 12 and 1,500 new teachers each fall, but that this year those numbers could drop.
It'll probably be a little bit lower, but we're still expecting that we're going to hire more than 1,000 teachers. You know, it might be in the 1,200 range, but we don't expect it to go too much higher than that. The reason is the growth has really slowed down. Hillsborough County used to grow by maybe 5,000 students a year, and that has slowed just the last 2 years as the growth in Florida has changed.
For the first time in many years, Pinellas County will be closing schools in the fall, Zahn said.
Because of declining student enrollment, since 2003, we've lost about 6,000 students. So for the first time in a long time, Pinellas County Schools will be closing three schools for the 2008-2009 school year, two elementary schools as well as a middle school. So that comes to probably just a little under 100 teaching positions in those schools.
According to their website, Pinellas County Schools employs nearly 9,000 instructional employees this year to teach 106,000 students. Because there are a number of factors that go into the decision of how many teachers are needed, Zahn said the school district doesn't know yet exactly how many teachers they'll need to hire.
With declining student enrollment, it's kind of hard to exactly pinpoint. We don't know if because of the economy slowdown, fewer teachers will retire this year. Typically, you know, we're able to handle that through attrition, you know, a number of retirements each year, and we'll probably average around 500 retirements each year. But again, with the economic downturn, it's hard to speculate if we'll have the same amount of retirements this year, a little bit less, because people are looking at their own financial situation.
In the future, student enrollment could bounce back, according to Zahn.
I believe our staff demographer closely monitors birth rates, so I'm not sure exactly how many years we have to wait, but we do expect somewhat of an upturn in birth rates in the not-too-distant future. But for right now, in the short term, we do expect a decline in enrollment.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.